Store. If you want early access to episodes, ad-free and exclusive bonus episodes, then subscribe to Germaniacs on Apple Podcasts. Subscribe, Illy!
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.
I can't breathe. Okay. So it's Jemay of the future. I just got the most fucking amazing text of my life. Oh, I'm just recording the intro now because to capture the vibe. And but something incredible happens right at the end of the podcast. Oh my God, it's taken my breath away. So I'm just going to rewind now to a couple of days ago to when I was hungover from the frat party. Oh my God, so much has happened in the last few days. It's like, wow, oh my God. I'm seriously winning at life, guys. How much am I the sleigh dog of the USA right now? Everything's just going off. Anyway, buckle up, sluts, as I take you back in time to a few days ago. Let's do this. This week on Jamazing in LA, getting high-fished by a frat boy, seeing Rosé's hairy back, the mouth-taping party, getting my tits out for the boys, becoming a clay influencer, and is Prisha really my new cleaner? Your weekly dose of party life, fashion, and friend advice from the CEO of Slay Life, the Zoomer with the rumor, the confirmed muff diver. I'm Jamay, JA'MIE. I'm quiche, I'm rich, I'm a bitch, and I'm Jamazing. Hi, Jamaniacs. Sorry for the croaky voice. I'm still kind of hungover from the frat party last Friday. I'm just having a Sunday sesh with my hangover ham smoothie with charcoal from Erewhon. I got some organic kale chips to really detox me. I'm in my wellness era. Yeah, just sitting here looking out over the grounds of Reeks from my condo, praying that a woodpecker lands on my cactus or some shit. Oh my God, so much drama. So, Olivia was so fucking pissed off that I ditched the influencer dinner at Calm, and went to the frat party because I posted so many stories. I was hammered and didn't even remember doing it, just posting crazy. And then I woke up to these texts from Olivia going delete immediately in capitals. There was some pretty incriminating photos of me being extremely off brand and loose. But YOLO, I'm a rebel. Always was, always will be. So, the party was actually so much fun. So Rosé, the gardener, drove us, to UCLA in his ute. We just had to we had to put Prisha in the middle and squish. There wasn't really a middle seat, so she had to kind of sit on the handbrake, straddling it a bit, but you know. She took one for the team. So we finally found the frat house. Rosé walked, he walked into the campus with us just to wanted to make sure we got in there and make sure we were safe. It was so hard to find. And Prisha was freaking out and all nervous because she's such a fucking dog. And we had to ask all these girls. And this security guy asked Rosé how old he was. And I just jumped in and said he was 28 and he was a PhD student and they were being racist for asking. He's actually kind of 45, but YOLO. I don't see age. It's just a number. So I text Ethan, the boy that invited us. And he comes out the front of the frat house and he's fully height fished me. He's 5'7". He said in his DMs he was 6'2". Boys always fucking do that. It was gotta fucking deal with a midget. Anyway, he has his shirt off and he was really drunk or high or something. And he showed us around the house and introduced us to a few randoms. Everyone was so nice. And the party was pumping already. Yeah, I felt like I was in a movie. Everyone had like the red cups and these boys were playing beer pong with their shirts off. And I was trying to set up methane with the push dog. Like I thought she might be into him because like she's kind of short too. But she said she's saving herself for marriage and he's white, which is kind of fair enough. Rosé was kind of like working the room too. Like he fully came in and he was meeting everyone and he kept disappearing upstairs with people and like coming back with heaps of cash in his hands. So I pretty much think he is a drug dealer, which, you know, is kind of hot and handy. We didn't do any drugs because Prisha is like a straighty 180. But I do actually suspect I was roofied later in the evening because like things got really hazy. Well, at the start of the night, so we had these Jello shots and I told Prisha they were just like yummy desserts and she fell for it. They were fucking intense and it hit Prisha pretty hard and she was like doing this like whipping her hair back and forth like thing on the dance floor, like the little kind of area in front of the boys, and it was so fucking off-brand for her, but I love seeing her like loosen up for once. It was really hot. I filmed it. And all the boys had their shirts off and like chanting some like frat chant thing around her. It was cute. And she says she doesn't remember it, but yeah, I've got the video. And she was swinging this boy's shirt in the air and doing this kind of like Bollywood, like swishy dance thing. And it was genuinely really like kind of, I was impressed with the moves. Yeah. And boys were like hitting on me so much as usual. It was so fucking embarrassing. They love my ballet sleaze outfit. All the girls were like, where did you get the tulle rah-rah? Like, yeah. Methane was like trying to get me to like go upstairs. Like kept like suggesting it. But, you know, we all know what happens when you do that. I didn't want to be throat fucked by a skinny white boy in pastel shorts. So I was like, no, thank you. And kicked him in the nuts. And he ran off. So yeah, I know how to defend myself. No one can pick that I'm a lesbian too, which is like, cause I'm kind of like hot and girly and not that butch. So everyone's like, assumes I'm like into dick, but yeah, I'm kind of a lipstick lesbian. Oh yeah. So there's this video that Prisha showed me and I barely remember this, but, I was shotgunning a beer can with all these boys. And they were in their undies and they lifted me up on their shoulders, like, and they were like walking me around the frat house, chanting tits out for the boys, tits out for the boys. So I got them out of, and I'm like jiggling my tits around, a bit. And one guy like motorboated me. It was kind of a Girls Gone Wild moment. That's one of the videos I posted to my story, unfortunately, apparently, but it got reported and taken down before Olivia saw it, luckily. Prisha kept wanting to go, but I was like begging her to stay. We went to the toilet together to like regroup and she's like, please God, Jemay, like let's get the hell out of here, like desperate. But I was having so much fun and Rosé started like betting money on beer pong and was like making a fortune, so he didn't want to go. And I didn't want to ruin his night. And I just like fucking couldn't stop dancing. Like maybe my drink got spiked with rack or something. I don't know. I was like really energetic. And so like I dragged Prisha up and I tried to get her to like do the hair flip thing again and just like recreate the vibe. And then Prisha steps in this pile of vomit and she started crying. So I had to leave. She's like wailing. But yeah, it was such a fun night. I got to live my frat party dreams. Methane keeps sending me dick pics and saying I'm like the hottest woman he's ever met, which is like probably true, but like I'm 22 and he's 19 and there's the age gap and the fact that I'm a lesbian, rah, rah, rah. So yeah. Oh my God, I haven't told you guys. So guess what arrived? The pottery wheel. And all the clay equipment. Maybe I did tell you that. Anyway, it's so cool. So I've set it up near the sliding door so I can like shoot videos with like the balcony in the background and like all the cactuses and the like bougainvillea and stuff. So I can't wait to get into it. I'm doing like a full rebrand and becoming a clay influencer. I'm doing so much research on like, and now all my fucking For You page is like hot pottery girls. It's like, but, you know, not complaining. I posted a pic of all the stuff set up, like the pottery thing, when it all arrived. And Olivia replied with like an angry face emoji. But
YOLO.
I don't know. She may be naughty sometimes. So Olivia Bellissimo is coming over really soon to LA. Apparently, fucking hopefully. She's staying for like a month. She's going to live at the Pussy Palace with the other influencer girls. She gets here like not tomorrow, but like the next day. And she wants to hang heaps and like introduce me to everyone. And so I've got to kind of clean up my act and be ready for my new life. And yeah, it's the life that I want. And I need to like take her advice and stop straying from my path. Oh, fashion school's going really well, Tori, so I'm getting really good marks. We've had, like, a few little assignments and tests and stuff, so I'm getting a lot of help from Prisha, though, TBH. She's kind of doing some of my assignments for me, but, yeah. Anyway, it's all happening, Chimaniacs. I feel like I'm finally, like, I live in LA. So, Ask Chimay's coming up next. Love you.
Hi, Jemay. My name's Dave, and I'm from Boston. First, I just want to say how much I love your podcast. It's just so motivating and totally inspires me to be as quiche as humanly possible. So my question is, on those days where you don't feel as quiche or skinty or gorge, how do you deal? What's your secret to block out the haters and just be the real, true, authentic Jemay? Love you so much.
Right. Okay. Look, thank you. I pride myself on my authenticity, Laura. It's my thing, so glad you noticed. So, yeah, blocking out the haters is fucking hard. I usually just troll them for, like, months and try to ruin their lives. Like, I'm really good at, like, stalking them on all their platforms and, like, finding a way to make them pay for their, like, insult for the ones that leave, like, the nasty comments. You know who you are. This one idiot guy the other day, like, bagged my winged eyeliner demo that I did on TikTok. So I tracked down his mother's work number and I rang and I told her I was pregnant to her son and I would leave the baby on their doorstep when it was born, and she freaked out. But yeah, look, great question. Really relatable for a lot of us, this whole, like, how do you just, like, those days when you're just not feeling quiche, like, what do you do? I like going into shops and trying on, like, really expensive clothes, like a high-end shop where the staff, like, suck up to heaps. And I'll act all, like, insecure and, like, and I get the entire staff sometimes in the store to say that I look incredible. I like feed them lines, like, my facial bone structure's like terrible, and they're all like, no, you look gorgeous, and I'm like, really, do I? And then I'll be like, what does everyone else think, like all the other staff members, and then get them all around, and then sometimes I start crying and everyone like looks after me and showers me in compliments, and I leave the shop all happy and I'm like, thanks, I'll have a think. And you just walk out with a smile on your dial. That's a good one. Another thing I do on those days is, like, I'll reach out to an ex-boyfriend. Like, one you've been, like, a full, like, bunny boiler with, like, pretty much all of mine. And I go, like, I need to unpack why we broke up one more time. Was it because I wasn't hot enough? And I tell them I've got clinical depression and they need to write me a list of 10 things that they find hot about me. They always do it because it's like they don't want me showing up at the house and like making their life hell again. So yeah, you get the list and just read it all day, and it makes you feel great. And you're like, wow, my ass is tidy as fuck. Thank you. Yeah, that's a good one. Another one, which is a bit mean, but I love to do it on my non-quiche days, is I'll look really closely at my mum's face and just be like, thank God I'm not you. Like, or I'll post like a mummy-daughter pic on Gram and she'll think I'm being all nice, but really I'm just trying to feel better about myself. Hashtag young versus old. Yeah, you know, hashtag wrinkles, no wrinkles. Hashtag old bitch, young bitch, you know, whatever you can come up with. It's good to just know that, like, it could always be worse. Obviously, there's a lot of beauty tips that can help on these days. You kind of want to do like a heavier makeup day, like make sure you just like go really thick and just like, you know, a bit of a mask, really hone in on like your problem areas. And lips are always a concern for me because, you know, I'm naturally quite a thin-lipped lass, unfortunately. But I do this thing on my non-quiche days, which it's a little bit traumatic, but I'll go to like get a bee to sting my lips so they swell up. It's pretty painful, but after like 10 minutes of like excruciating pain, like the swelling kind of looks really hot. So I just like, I'll go like a flowering bush where there's likely to be some bees and get like a whole lot of pollen and stuff and like pop it on my lips, just dab it on. And you just wait near the bush, like kind of just, you want like a bee to like fly by and like just land on the lips. So you kind of, sometimes I kind of like back myself into the bush, like amongst all the other flowers and just like freeze, like really still. With, you know, my mouth's kind of like a Venus flytrap for bees. And once they land on the lip, you just scream and that'll make them sting it usually. So yeah, I always say quicheness comes with a bit of suffering. So yeah, it's worth it. So yeah, I hope that helps, Dave. And you can try some of those ideas on those days when you're not feeling so quiche. And based on your profile pic, those days must be quite common. Illy.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.
Fucking hell, Germaniacs. I have to jump on and record and like capture the vibe because like the most fucked up situation just happened to me. Oh my God, I'm freaking out. Let me rewind and give you the tea. It's so fucked up. So basically, Prisha was over here at Reeks, like helping me out, doing an assignment. I'm doing the quotation marks on helping out. And she brought over all her like fabric rolls and sewing machine and stuff. And we had it all set up on the dining table. And Rosé was in the shower. I know, fucking random, but like he's been using like the high pressure hose thing around the pool area. And he got all splattered in like moss and stuff. And he'd finished his shift and he just wanted to like clean up before he went home. He had a shower. He kept asking me to like bring stuff into the bathroom and I had to like avert my eyes. Anyway, so I was taking pics of myself on the spiral staircase while Prisha was sewing. And Rosé is coming out of the bathroom in like a really small towel kind of loosely wrapped around him and he's all still wet. And he has a hairy back, which is kind of cute. Anyway, so I hear my buzzer go off, like my door thing. And I'm like, who the fuck is that? Like, I haven't ordered any Postmates. So I just answer it like to say piss off to whoever it is. And it's fucking Olivia Bellissimo. She's all like, surprise, I'm at the gate. I came a day earlier than expected. And I'm like, what the actual fuck? So like, I had to buzz her in because, like, what else am I supposed to do? And then I'm, like, fucking screaming at Prisha and Rosé to, like, get the fuck out of my house because it's, like, a 3-minute walk from the gate to, like, my door and I need them out before Olivia arrives. And I'm not being a bitch and I'm definitely not being racist, but it's not really a good look for, like, an up-and-coming socialite, if you know what I'm saying. So I'm screaming my head off at Prisha to fuck off and then I just realized like they're not going to get out in time. So I chucked this blanket on top of the pottery reel And Rosé throws his towel off and I saw his dick and he pulls his like work shorts on really quickly and I'm like screaming and Frischer is trying to like pack up the sewing machine like crazy fast. And suddenly I had this great idea. So by this stage, Olivia's totally like just at my front door. So I open it up and I'm all fake and I'm like, hi, Olivia. Oh my God, Illy, etc. Like doing like double air kiss and stuff. And then I'm like, wow, you've caught me in like a really busy moment. I've got my cleaner and my handyman over. And I introduced Prisha and Rosé. And I'd handed Prisha a broom, so it looked legit. And Rosé grabbed a meat cleaver out of the kitchen to kind of look like a hammer. And I lead Olivia in and I like show around the apartment and kind of make out like it's no biggie that Prisha and Rosé are there. And Olivia fully fell for it, I think. And so whenever she wasn't looking at me, I was like doing like fuck off hand gestures at Prisha. And then I go, well, staff, better get you to pop out. Got to entertain my friends. So thank you. And Prisha and Rosé like just go to leave. Well, Rosé had to finish drying off because, yeah, he was getting dressed and stuff. And I see Olivia looking at him like kind of sus, but like smiling. And Prisha had like loads of like fabric rolls and a sewing machine to carry, which kind of looked like really weird for a cleanup, but I don't know. Anyway, so like the dust settles and I'm like frantically like making Olivia an iced tea. And I see her like lurking near the pottery wheel and she lifts up the blanket. And she's all like, Jamay, what the hell is this? And I'm like, I know, sorry. I'll get rid of it, don't worry. And she goes, so why did your handyman only have shorts on and wet hair? And I said he was working on the plumbing in the shower and like a hose just like spurted out some water and he had to strip off and yeah. And she's giving me this smirk. And then she goes, and why did your cleaner bring over a sewing machine and fabric? And I'm like, oh, she does some like seamstress work on the side once she's finished cleaning and I had some alterations to do. And yeah, I think she fell for that. And anyway, she goes, Jamay, are you in a throuple? And I'm like, what are you talking about? No way. And I go all red. So it looks like I'm fucking lying, which I am, but not about that. And then she goes, well, it seems like you're definitely rooting that guy. And what sort of name is Rosé? She said that. And then I had to explain how it's Jose, but I like to call him Rosé. And she's like, right. Like fully not believing a word I'm saying. Like the whole scenario was so fucking weird. And then she's like, look, I don't know what's going on, but we need to talk about you and all this. And she does this little waving hand gesture around my apartment. And picks up Hannah Goanna as if like that's one of my problems. She's such a fucking bitch, but like she's cool and hot. So I'm like, I'll take it. I'm so insecure. Oh my God. Anyway, so she wants me to meet all the other influencer girls tonight. So I'm trying to put an outfit together. So I better go organize that. But like, it was so intense, you maniacs. And I'm so humiliated. Anyway, more later, Shemaniacs. Illy. Hi, Shemaniacs. It's the next night. Just getting ready to go out with Olivia. I'm in full, like, Olivia mode now. It's so good. I met some of the girls last night. They were gorge. And we've got this incredible brand party tonight. It's for this mouth taping product. It's this really big trend in wellness at the moment, like tape up your mouth at night so you breathe through your nose. And they have these like strips that are like really cool and chic. And the brand's called Gagged, which Olivia thinks is a little problematic, but she's a brand ambassador. So yeah, she's getting behind it. So yeah, it's the launch party tonight at the Mondrian Hotel pool. Very glam. We're going with some other influencer girls. I'm going to wear one of the mouth taping strips on the red carpet, hopefully. I can't believe I'm actually like going to these type of events. I'm talking about fucking red carpets. Oh my God. I'm slaying so hard right now. sore outfit wise, I'm gonna wear my off the shoulder asymmetric full length silk dress in the Aught Machine. It's kind of like an oversized, like Moo vibe thing. Olivia said I look like Grimace, who's apparently the big fat purple character from McDonald's. And I was like, thank you. Oh my God, yesterday was fucking incredible when I went over to the fucking Pussy Palace with Olivia to chill with and meet some of the other influencer friends. Everyone was good. It was so good. The house is fucking mind-blowing. It's like this god mansion with all this like crazy furniture. Like, it's so familiar from all the pics I've seen of it. Like that video of Addison Rae on the water slide doing a full spread, and that famous photo of Sophia Richie like sliding down the banister doing like the side tongue thing. So I was like so starstruck when I saw the house. Yeah, it really feels like I've kind of like made it when I'm in a place like that. But at the same time, I kind of feel weird and sort of like empty. It's like the girls are like gorge, and it's like, I don't know. It's kind of like really shallow. Like, I know I'm a shallow bitch. Some of you are like probably rolling your eyes, but like these girls are kind of like next level. Like, they kind of make the Prish dog seem like interesting, and she's boring AF. I don't know. I shouldn't complain because like this was my dream and like I'm living it. And I'm making everyone back in Australia jealous, and all the haters who said I wasn't going to make it are all kind of liking my pics now and loving me. And my Instagram grid is looking really like aesthetically wow. And every second shot of a red flower and a cactus or a palm tree. I'm in Los Angeles for fuck's sake. It's like, does it get any better? But I don't know. I just feel kind of weird. I might be getting my period, but I don't know. I had that a week ago. So I don't know what's going on. So yeah. I don't know. I'm just going to get into it. The party tonight should be fun. I'll just kind of get drunk and like turn my frown upside down. And also I might just keep the mouth tape on. So people will just assume I'm smiling. Even if I'm not. Olivia's like forcing me to get into vaping too. Because it's like, she said it's a cool looking photos, all the smoke blowing out. So I guess I'll have to fucking have the mouth tape off for that. I don't love vaping, but, you know, you got to suffer for your career, I suppose. Suck it up, literally. I've kind of been ghosting Prisha since the whole Olivia arrival thing. I know I'm a bitch, but, like, I don't want some lame text to pop up from Prisha when I'm with Olivia. I might actually change her name in my phone to something more, like, normal. I don't know, Jermaniacs. I feel like I'm fucking living a double life. It's like the few weeks that Olivia wasn't here meant that I had to like fully like find my own friends and like forge my own path. And if I'm really honest with myself, I kind of like them more than the shallow like influencer girls. Like, I'm always smiling around Prisha and Rosé, and like I can boss them around and I'm kind of more high status with them. Plus, they're both ethnic, so it makes me feel really good about myself. It's a dilemma, Germaniacs. I don't know. Let me know if you guys have, like, any advice on what I should do in the comments. Wait, what? I just got a text. Wait, hardly anyone's got my US number. Who is this? Hey, Jermay. I got your number off Olivia. How are you? It's Amber. Long time no chat. What the actual fuck? Oh my God. Oh my God. Oh my God. Oh my God. It's the fucking love of my life, Amber. What the hell, Germaniacs? I'm freaking out right now. Oh my God. I haven't heard from in fucking ages. What am I going to say? Okay. I'm going to type something. Yo, that's off brand, but whatever. Heading into a red carpet event. Can't really talk. All good. How are you? Was that too harsh? Oh my God. The three dots. Oh my God, she's replying. Fuck, fuck, fuck. Wow, so exciting. Have the best time. Just wanted to let you know that me and Claire Bear broke up. I'm pretty devo, but I think it's for the best. Oh my fucking God. I can't breathe. Ready, X. Oh my God. Fuck. This changes everything. Oh my God. I better go. I gotta think of what to say. Oh my God. Maybe I should call her. Fucking hell. Illegimaniacs, I love you so fucking much. I'll give you an update next week and let you know what happened with Amber. Oh my God, Nahugan, stay key, Shimaniacs, Illy, I love you so fucking much. Bye.
Even on a budget, quality is non-negotiable. That's why Quince is the place to score high-end essentials at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Get your hands on buttery soft cashmere sweaters from just $60, Italian leather jackets, and so much more. And the best part about Quince? They exclusively partner with factories committed to safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Elevate your style without the elevated price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns.
So if you want early access to episodes, ad-free and exclusive bonus episodes, then subscribe to Shimaniacs on Apple Podcasts. Subscribe, Illy!